Feed with Izzy.
There was a chess piece from the medieval times that was recently found in someone's desk drawer that is being valued at $1.2 million. It was originally bought by an antiques dealer for $6 back in the 60s. It was the only missing piece, of the medieval chessboard. Medieval chess!
Oh,
why are we so burpy right now?
Sorry about the chest. What about the chest?
They played chess in medieval times.
Oh, chess. I thought you said chest.
No.
Oh.
The game. They carved these, like, hobbit-looking guys. All different shapes and sizes. You know, like the king and the queen and all that stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And there was one missing piece from a medieval chessboard, and it was finally found, and that one piece is being valued at $1.2 million.
Greg, your garage sale, are you going to have any like sweet finds like that?
If I find chess pieces in a drawer anywhere, I'm saying they're medieval ones and they're getting sold for $1.6 million.
Are you guys good at chess?
I used to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I could play a game.
Yeah.
But
I used to play with my dad all the time, and he's an engineer, so he's very patient and very calculated with his moves.
Yes.
So he always whooped my ass. I sucked. I could never win with my dad.
I agree.
I could probably win against you. But he's just too patient.
You're saying, like, I'm not patient.
The pauses he takes to make a move are the pauses you take when you talk.
I'm a patient person.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
But how come he's good at chess and Sparks isn't good at talking? They're both very patient with it.
I don't know. I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah.
You should step up your game. Nice face. Gross. New York lawmakers have officially banned declawing cats. It can be done only if medically necessary, but if people want to do it for cosmetic or aesthetic reasons, they won't be able to anymore.
I mean, don't they ruin everything though if they have claws?
No.
Like, I know it's painful and stuff, and I don't think it's a good idea to do it, but like,
well, it's
why?
Not just that. It also leads to a lot of other problems. Like, then cats typically start biting more, they're in pain.
Instead of scratching more,
they stop using the litter box.
They make up for it.
Yeah, it's like they become really aggressive. Like, there's no benefit to the cat whatsoever. This is just because, you know, sometimes cats will claw at furniture. But just like a dog, when you teach it not to go to the bathroom in the house, you teach a cat not to claw the furniture.
Yeah.
You get it a little cat tree or a scratcher, which is like $5. It's like a piece of cardboard. And they scratch that.
Ugh, what filthy animals.
I know, but don't they also still scratch the couch anyway?
Like, no.
Everybody I know has ever had a cat with claws as a piece of furniture has been ruined by the cat.
Well, they weren't doing their job in teaching it not to do that. I've literally taught my dogs, I don't even say anything anymore. If my cat goes near, I have this like big giant carved wooden bear, right? And he like thinks it's a tree, so he likes to try and scratch it. If he goes near it, my dogs, my two little ones, start barking like aggressively, like come at him so that he doesn't even try it.
Because dogs are better than cats.
Yeah, they are.
Dogs got your back.
Oh yeah, way better than cats. But
cats won't even scratch your back.
But even dogs, like everybody I know that has a dog, they train not to be on the furniture. When they're not home, they all have the little camera. You know, if anybody
dogs go on the furniture.
They go on the furniture. I mean, it's nothing you can do about it. Like,
Yep. Your dogs right now scratching that bear.
Mm-hmm.
Why would my dog scratch?
Because they can. Because they're bossy.
Yeah, they have
and the
nails.
The cat's like, but it's my turn. And the dog's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
My bear. Dogs greater than cats.
Oh, yeah.
I think the universe is determined.
That's not the point of
this. That's the point. Any cat story you ever bring up, I'm going to bring that up.
Oh, my God.
Cats are dumb. Dogs are great. Next story. No, but honestly, I do think it's mean to declaw a cat.
It is. It's
that's
completely
like,
pointless.
But that's, yes. It's against the way of the world.
Exactly.
Are you for circumcision?
It's like debarking your dog.
Are you for circumcision, though?
Yes.
I don't know anything about circumcision, so I can't make an opinion on
it. No, that's not the same thing.
Is it not?
No.
It's going against nature.
No, foreskin, I mean the...
Isn't everyone circumcised?
Circumcision helps you, though.
Declawing a cat could help you, the owner.
No, but the what's it called? Helps the person that has it.
Because
you don't walk around with a Parmesan pouch for the rest of your life.
Is everyone circumcised or is everyone not circumcised?
Not everyone. Circumcised.
But anybody that isn't is gross.
No, nature, naturally.
Wait, so the ones that look like normal.
What is normal?
Not
look
circumcised?
Like?
The ones that look like pigs in a blanket are the ones that are not circumcised.
Not circumcised.
So you're saying more people are not circumcised?
No, I'm saying, I don't know.
I don't know the numbers.
There's, you know, 3.5 billion men around the earth. Yeah. I don't know what percentage of them are circumcised.
I thought more people
If they
weren't.
Look like the main character from Assassin's Creed, then they're not circumcised. They have a foreskin. There's an extra...
You mean if they look like Jabba the Hutt? A lot of rolls and stuff.
Well, I don't know.
I've never seen one like that, so I just have to guess.
So if you've seen one without, you know, a turtleneck on, that is no foreskin. That is circumcised.
You know when you leave a Hot Pocket
Wait,
in too long?
Now I'm confused. So you're not circumcised?
I am circumcised.
Never mind.
Circumcision, Izzy, is when they cut the foreskin off.
So that it looks normal.
Yeah.
Technically,
yeah,
normal
definitely.
To you.
No, normal to everyone.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. So no, the other half of the planet's not circumcised.
Okay, if you like...
Unless you're Jewish.
But let's say
you
like,
just bit the corn part off of a corn dog. Like just the very tip of the corn off a corn dog. Those are the ones that are not circumcised.
Correct. That's a good way to think about it.
And if you put some cheese from Big Ziti on the tip of it there.
Thanks for ruining corn dogs for me forever.
I'm even more confused now.
I'll be like, I'm going to order a corn dog from the fair.
We'll talk about this off the air because I need to ask some graphic questions.
Why is it that hard?
I don't know.
Foreskin or
north? Because I've never seen one, so I don't know.
You've never seen a uncircumcised
very
penis?
Lucky.
I don't know what I have seen now because what I thought was circumcised may
You've only
may
been with humans, therefore you've only seen them circumcised.
Yeah, my point is, did it look like a person's sleeve on their t-shirt was far too long?
No.
Okay, then right, you then saw only circumcised. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. All you right. were explaining it like it was the opposite, and that's why I was confused.
If it didn't look like a turned off air dancer from a gas station parking lot, you're good.
All right, good. Glad we cleared that up. From declawing to circumcision. What a break. Facial recognition technology in China can now text jaywalkers a fine.
What?
Currently, if you're caught jaywalking in China, a CCTV camera will scan your face and then flash it up on a jumbo screen for everyone to see, kind of like as a public embarrassment. But now they're going to be able to scan your face, pull up your information, and immediately text you the jaywalking.
China!
That's a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah, it's never ending.
Wow.
No, it's never going to end because now that technology is going to happen. Facial recognition, it's going to
Well, they do
here.
That here anyway.
There's the computer.
Didn't they have that thing in California when you ran a red light, it would take your picture and send you the thing in the mail?
Yeah, dude, they still have that.
Yeah, it was a lot
Red light cameras are all over the place.
Yeah, they got that already.
Speed cameras, those are all over the place.
Yep.
Did you get a ticket in the mail? Like, yeah, you were
That
speeding.
Happened in Phoenix to a comic I was with. We were going to a show, and we got home, and like a month later, you got a ticket in the
ticket
mail.
In the mail.
Yeah.
You were speeding at this
you
time.
You never even got pulled over.
Nope. Just take a picture of your license plate. Yep. I hate it. Yeah, I don't like it.
Very big brothery.
Very big brothery, which we know
Apparently,
that China
you can fight those pretty easily, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well,
just be like, it wasn't me.
If you just put in the effort, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. You broke the law. I understand. But did it really hurt anybody? You should be punished if you hurt somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or put some... Well, I mean, if you're running a red light, you are putting other people in danger.
And not if you didn't hurt anyone.
But if you didn't hit anybody...
Yeah, but
if
you're
nothing
still,
happened,
you know,
then
potentially
nothing
putting
happened.
Someone in danger.
I mean, I agree. I know what you're saying.
You're supposed
but at
to
the same
follow
time,
the laws to prevent bad things
yeah,
from happening.
Like,
and if
I
don't
like
follow
preventative
that
laws.
Law,
if I took, a, if I was a pitcher and I threw a pitch at some guy's head and I missed, well, then it's just a wild pitch.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
I wasn't trying to kill the guy. I mean,
that's,
I was, but it did nothing happen. So
not
technically,
a law,
nothing happened. I know, but I'm just saying it's called a metaphor, Izzy.
Like if I drop a piano off a balcony and nobody's there, it's just a broken piano.
There you go.
If somebody's standing under it, murder.
Dead. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Good. Speed cameras, circumcision.
Yeah, it's like a piano.